Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
God. So, we are taking our text from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. The subject today is Masters of the Heart.
Keep
thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Tell the person sitting by you, be a master of the heart. Be a master of the heart. You know, God has ordained from the beginning of human life that out of the heart of man comes the issues of life, or what happens practically in life.
Now, when you are sure what not say more about the muse, when you park me mono, and you may see what we are seeing mono, a baba.
And as long as there is a man on this earth, his heart becomes the source of what takes place on earth.
Now, it's not so when you are born in Papa, Sassis, and Nipa was Sassis, so dear. And then your best is who was Sassis, akumemu.
And that includes your life. Whatever takes place in your life, the source of it is where? Your heart. It is an understanding that if you have, you become a master of life. And you will not struggle at all. Really, the bigger theme of this subject is God's highway to success. You see, if you are going somewhere to a destination, say you are going to Takoradi, you can use a highway that has been constructed for you. Or you can choose to pass Lungu Lungu.
Yeah,
but the danger with Lungu Lungu is that you can be waylaid, and snakes can disturb you, and floods can come on the way. But the highway that God has prepared, if we are only going to get on it, we will reach what God has destined for our lives. So, today, I am sharing with us on one part of it, Masters of the Heart. And then next week, if God gives me the chance, I will teach you about beginning small.
Na weye saya semnitika siye no ye kan a subtopic. Nye sha siye a etre se e kwanya ubefa su edi wakuma no sua e betu mwa kota sa wenyamene kwantemponu so.
So the heart is very important as far as God is concerned. Our heart has always been the first target of God, because he knows that if I want to bring some things into life, I must start from the heart. You know, in the beginning, God created man to live by his spirit, by his heart, more than by his five senses of seeing and hearing and feeling and tasting and smelling.
Na wanyame bo ni pasa nkwade na kuma betena sense enyume numa ye mani penya nkati die nya wudi wani hu wo hwini hwia wano kan won sade kan ene nya wona so de kan onyame ye ne se ya bra bo ne ye de akuma mo na betena sense sa nyume numi.
So he created the first Adam. When Adam was created, he was created a matured human being. So Adam's five senses were not baby tastes, baby feelings. They were matured feelings. They were matured taste buds, ducks. Okay? They were matured sense of sight. It wasn't like a baby who cannot see properly and you are moving the hand over the eyes and it cannot follow you, your hand. Adam's eyes were matured. He was created a matured person.
Adam emu nyame bo anu no wa mo no sabo fra fe no be hwehwia awia awia e de won saye se no adane Adam nyame bo anu no afu agbadwe wani awie enu tina bibia wo hu no sede no nyame aye no.
But although his five senses was that developed, the Bible makes us to know that Adam lived more by his spirit, by his heart. What is his heart was seeing and saying more than his five senses.
Now, okay, come when you're near someone, I'll see what damn what dinner, come and munyana, come and catch the nun and a as seen your dinner, you were hunting the baby and then captain dear or the baby who now I.
So, by his spirit, Adam knew that Eve was his wife and he was from him. You know, he slept. God caused a deep sleep and to come upon Adam and he took the rib. As soon as he opened his eyes, he said, this one is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. Because although he was asleep whilst the woman was being created, he saw by the spirit.
Na Adam ayobia emra wonyame ebo wo ba ne ma ne wie ye no hu se weye ade efini fim padem esan se nani so beba no so wie no hu se sa onipa ya na obodi ye gina we de eyade wonyame yi ni fini fim padem to ka se wey eye mi ame ho ade.
In fact, they so function by their spirits that although they were naked, they were not even aware
now
that they were naked.
Omudio musunsum nante ya kosi se mpo se me omuda de jampo omo ehu.
So by their spirits, Adam gave names to all the animals in the garden.
Now Adam
and they administered the garden by their spirit. Adam's spirit contained the mind of God. So he knew God's mind about all the animals that God will bring to him. Adam and God, all of them had eternal life in them. Both Adam and God had the eternal spirit, the Holy Spirit within them. Both of them had eternal glory living in them. Do you know what? Because both of them were living in the same realm of eternity. Adam was really the mankind of God, the mankind of God, or the man version of God. He was God that was limited by the flesh.
Nana Adam oyonyami suni bi nana okuta nipa bobia a na ema ontumi nye bibia sede nkonyame beye.
So Adam's spirit was very helpful, was a blessing to him.
Nana Adam ni susum na wonuma na se na kuma ne na yade ye nshrade ma no.
So before he fell, he was just moving with God, in tandem with God, as if they have the same mind and they are doing things together and things like that. But we know that the mystery of iniquity, a time came that man fell, Genesis chapter
3.
So when man fell, as we know, his spirit or his heart died.
Na emra onipa ehwiase no sa esu anasunsum no ewuye.
The heart that was helping him to administer the things of God, the heart now became an enemy of God and an enemy of the things of God and an enemy of the ways of God.
na akoma na na kankan na tumi ni onyame hwibom adwene ya ade bom na fe na abeye onyame tamfo na fe ani onyame adwuma ye onyame emrasem onyame ne ye no ebo ebura.
The heart became hard and disobedient and stubborn to God and God's ways and God's things.
Akoma ne beye adwene ne beye asonde aditia onyame akwan ani onyame hyehyeye.
It became deceitful and desperately hard or desperately wicked. The result of all this, ladies and gentlemen, was that sin and Satan's things began to abound on the earth, and it was coming from man's heart.
Now, Bonne and your bronsama kune eshasia beshe wo nipa akuma mune eshasia se e di uyasiso.
Genesis chapter 6 verse 5 says that God saw that the imaginations of the heart of man was only evil continually.
Si. Now, okay, can Genesis, I was so nyamisha, I know, so when you pack come on, a ya bonnet, now bonnet, no man, no guswara, a ya juma da ne da.
So God says that it repents me that I've made the man.
Now, when Yamibiana no kasemin menumi husami bonipa.
Because evil is abounding on my earth. And it is issuing out of the heart of man. Man's imagination, the imaginations of man's spirit, was only evil continuously without break. But remember what God had established or ordained on this earth, Proverbs 4:23. He had ordained that as long as men were living on this earth, out of their hearts will come the issues of life. So that law was plain. And it played all throughout the Old Testament until Jesus Christ came upon the scene. Evil kept abounding and growing on the face of this earth. But God determined that in order for him to do something about it, he must do something about the heart of man.
And
so he determined that he was going to do a new thing about man's heart. And we see that in the book of Jeremiah chapter 31.
Na Jeremiah
and then verse 22. Jeremiah
31
verse
22.
Says, how long will you go about, O thou backsliding daughter? God is through Israel lamenting what has happened on the face of this earth. Now, how long are you going to move away from my things? Because your heart is issuing wrong things. How long is this thing going to continue on this earth?
Now, when you mean them, I yell, dear, so if I Israel, so Ebisa say, and I saw me back and pray here now, bet you who are feeling home. Now, Bonnebe Koswara, a dis in a way we are seeing.
He gives an answer in the same verse.
Now, Omamuaye.
It was a question he was asking, how long will sin be abounding and darkness, gross darkness be abounding on this earth? And God is answering. He says that for the Lord has created a new thing in the earth.
Now I say when Yamina Yanubium say, Esa so when Yamina Rabbo, a devil from Ewo, we are seeing.
What is the new thing?
A devil from any day.
He says that a woman shall compass a man.
Now I say, Oba compass
surround like overpower a man. In other words, women are going to play a key role in the new thing that I'm going to do on the face of this earth in order to stop the sin perpetuating itself in society.
You
know, historically, this verse is talking about Judah, who were compared to women
who were going to overcome men, Babylon, the Babylonian captivity.
Now what did Judah Busion Jina Hosa Waba? Waba be Jina Nawa ku Edia sa Babylon. Kwaya no mo faso edi Israel my son.
That was historically what was happening. But figuratively or by application, it talks about mankind overpowering the religious order that was the trend after the fall of man. Man using his own ways and not being favorable to the ways of God, to the things of God. He says, look, a time is coming. I am going to do a new thing on the face of this earth. And I am going to take the weak people, and I am going to make them overcome an order that is like a man that is standing on top of them. They are going to surround this man. They are going to overpower this man. They are going to overcome this religious order that is standing strong against the things of God.
Hallelujah. Na nanya all can say fa be ma huno di jina se. Emra nipa hu asiwe ni nipa shase so de na dwe na ye bibia. Na nya dia nipa ehwe wo nyame akwan dia ye na de. Eno ti sa nipa dwene ni nipa nim dia ode ya de no ebe jina ho so ba. Na nyame asema ye tso se emre bi beba. Nia eye mra nia ye munia eye hare no. Ono nyame ba be fa e dia chichire ana ode be bimbam. Sa enipa ye jina ho
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Says, I will do a new thing on the face of this earth. It is going to end all the backsliding of human beings on this earth. What is this new thing? Prophetically, it is referring to Mary encompassing or conceiving a man without a man, totally overpowering manhood and encompassing a man. And he says that will be the new thing I am going to do to reverse the reign of the religious order, to reverse sin abounding and coming from the hearts of men. I am going to cause a woman to encompass a man without the help of a man. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth unto a son.
Yeah.
And it is going to be a new thing that is going to put an end to the perpetuation of sin coming from the heart of men.
Now when you mean it simple na defo by an any day. On one you miss say Wabema wa baby anima ah obeme bianfano ah enini ni panjini susunu ebebo ebra na defu fro beya no bema sa wabana nyem na sa obane nyisena enye adia ye adia da ho dada nipanim no enoni adefu fro wa nyame nam ni nim de
so
babeye.
So he goes on in verse 33, Jeremiah 31, verse 33. Says, but this shall be the covenant that I will make. In those days when the virgin conceives and Jesus Christ comes, he says that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts. At first it was not like that. There was nothing good in the spirit of man. After the fall of man, it had become desperately hardened and stubborn to God. But God is visiting the heart again. He says, I will do a new covenant on the face of this earth. When I bring bring my son Jesus on the face of this earth. And I am going to visit the heart of man, and I will put my laws, I'll write it in their hearts.
Now was say me ba be sra onipa akoma na sabe dia me de me mra no begu o makoma so ankasa
says I shall be their God and they shall be my people.
O se me ye wo munya me na o mo be ya me nkrof.
And no more are they going to teach each other that know the Lord, because from the inside the repairs that I've done to man's degenerated spirit, they are going to know me and they are going to get familiar with my things, and out of their heart is going to issue better things of life.
Hallelujah. Na wanya mese wasa apafu fra woshe enya duo biba betre se wani onyame wanya onyame na ono onyame na ba betro ne mransam no wo makoma so na nipa nyina be hu se wani onyame akwan esa sa koma na se dada no onyame ba besesa na ye no foforo.
I want you to know that spiritually your heart is not the same as the ones that the Old Testament people carried. It's a different dispensation where God attends unto the heart of man differently than he did under the old covenant. Now God's law is written in our hearts. Now every one of us know the Lord. Now the things of God are planted in our spirit. The blueprint of God, he has given us a heart of flesh. The hardest, stubborn heart to the things of God has been done away with, and our spirits are different.
Hallelujah. And to me, Pastor, what you say, so wo any apam that Danny no and Susunia them, as I saw no on Yamia Pamfu Frona, a Yania Watro and Aquacuma Suna, no be an hour, who near Kuma, a Yadania, a Danny Nanya, Wakuma no at Sahunam, I am Messas on Yamed and Mran Samno, or Nanka Sana King Kan Samna Nemra, and then there was a Winim Aguacuma Sua, and was a woo.
Now I have news for us. God wants us to be masters of this new heart, the spirit he has put within us.
Na asama me pesa wo ka cha wo ne se sisia wo nyame sa akoma foforo no de ahye wa koma mu no o se wanka se edisu to me.
You must be a master of your heart.
I was saying, when you told me what we're coming, so
because God has done with the heart what He has to do.
Now, when you made the way, yes, that's why you are coming, so the down.
And I want you to know that your heart now is your responsibility.
And besides, what you say, now we're coming, now you want to say what you did.
Tell the person sitting by you, you are responsible for your heart now.
And
you are responsible for what happens in your life.
Now, adebe biara esi wa wabra bomu na eyawara wasem.
Yeah. If you follow on this highway I am giving you to master your spirit, come next year, next 2 years, the years to come, you will not be moved by anything. Because if you master your spirit, out of it are going to come the things that you are praying for, the things that you desire, whatever the thing is, it is going to come from your spirit.
Now, I mean, what can I say? So, what about Timmy and Mika Yasia who say, Nia Becosu, our bra bombing enough, you will come a cream and a beba dia. And then I'm fear a beba when him no, Nia Beba Hompire, Nia Besusu, Nia Becama, Bemama, our bra boy, ye enough, Isakuma Crayalemu.
I no more panic in life.
Now, I am a woo was so a bra boy, moo mohubium.
I no more panic, no matter what is happening, I just make sure that I master my heart and I know that good things are in stock for me in the years ahead of me. I don't have to regulate anything. I just have to regulate my heart. I just have to take care of my heart. I just have to be careful. Whenever God is planting things in my heart, I don't take it for granted, because I know I cannot overtake it for granted and expect any wonderful things in my life. It's not possible.
Na me de me ma bibiara mpusu mi wa abrabom biom esa se minim se ne besi bia me pa agbo ne se onyame mane e befi makoma mu aba na na ne wo bedua wo makoma mu no enya de papa esa se fi ne e befi makoma mu beba no eno na ye nya ne a ekoso e wo me ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I want to share this with you because I know it will help your life.
Na me pesa me no wo chesa de we esa se minim se be bo wa abrabom.
I know it will take away struggles out of your life. I know it will bring God to your side in a manner that you see miracles and you see your life progressing on His highway, and God will come around you and God is going to aid your life, whatever aspect it is. God is going to promote you. God is going to progress you. God is going to take you from glory to glory until you walk in the fullness of even the eternal glory that He has deposited inside of us. Until we have the Spirit of the Lord that is in our spirit, that we have conceived in our spirit, permeating every aspect of our life, getting everywhere, into our finances, into our marriages, into our minds, into our wills, into our emotion, being flooded and filled with God.
Na me no wo che sa de wa mo ati ase se se wo ma kwan na se de onyame na samtie no wo ma onyame ni nimdie ne che wakoma mu dia enye bibibiera ni wo ebetumi ase wo kwan wo bedi ye esas onyame asema wo atwo wakoma so na wo de ko enyo ma ekoso nyina wo ma enha wo ni ma sam onyame aka wakoma mu eno na wo di tu anamo ebeka wa ware ebeka osika sam ebeka manyamo onyame dia ma ebeka di bibiera wo ye so esas wo nim ni onyame aka.
You get to live like the first Adam before the fall.
Now, what about not to say Adam kind and son? Our we are seeing
living by his spirit more than by his five senses.
And now, one fun one cut to the end of any dream.
That's a life
and only your brand
God has ushered you in.
And now, on your me, a job
it is a heart life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once we are in the Old Testament, look at Ezekiel chapter 11.
Ezekiel.
Saying the same thing about the new thing God is doing on this earth. Ezekiel 11 and then verse 19.
Ezekiel 2 duba ko chichemu dunkron.
Says that I will give them one heart and I will put a new spirit, a new spirit. Oh God, we thank you. I will put, says I will do a new thing. Wow. When the woman shall totally encompass a man and mesmerize a man, and a virgin shall bring forth without a man, even unto a man, I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony, stubborn heart out of your flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them. And there will be new things, my things happening in their lives when I do this new thing.
Now when you mess him up, bear side for free. Obey your kuma, a ya dinner for yamu, not the akuma, a yam runner to yamu. Now when you mess it, emra yetina, some ne yedinem ran Samson, or no yamen obey your sadia no ediamai.
I want you to understand as I end that your heart is like a pump, it functions like a spiritual pump.
Now yakuma no a ya duma to say susumu pump.
Your physical heart at the left, top left corner of your chest is a pump. It's just pumping life or pumping blood to every part, to your brain, to wherever. Veins and arteries are attached to it. Some are going, some are coming. But the most important thing is that the heart is basically a pump that moves life to every dying part of the human body, so the life will come there.
Na yakuma yi se ewo ye hai ye se te se pump na pump no e chim moja ebonu pum pum na e de konipa no hunam nyina sa pump ye akuma yi esan su ji biom iti ekona bam na kona ba no pum 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 na e de konipa ne ba bibiara ehia se enkwa etna.
The spiritual heart that you have, ladies and gentlemen, is a spiritual pump that is pumping the things of God within it, that God has put within it to affect every part of your life.
Na wosunsumu no so wakoma no sa ade na efi me ba ye moja no eyo nyame ne timpo ne nasem a odi egu ye mu azu ye sunsumu akoma no epem emba ya brobom se ba bibiara no me bibiara enko ye biara no
because God deposits things in your spirit.
Onyame de no me bi sisa wakoma mu,
but the things in your spirit are not supposed to remain in your spirit.
Na ade wa wakoma mu na sesa tena wakoma no,
they are supposed to flow out of your spirit.
I was say
John chapter 7 verse 37, the Bible says that Jesus said that out of your spirit or out of your heart shall flow. There will be a pump that is pumping. Whatever thing God deposited in your spirit is not meant to remain in your spirit. It is meant from that place to affect every aspect of your life, like your will must be affected by the things God put in your heart. Your mind must be affected. Your body must be affected by the things God puts in your spirit. Your emotions must be affected by the things God puts in your spirit. But until your spirit pumps it out, it will remain there. And so your will be dead, even to the things of God and to what God has got for you. Your world will be dead and your body will be dead, even to the things that God has got for you. But it need not to be so. We have to get our hearts to pump the life of God out of our inside flow, out of our belly, even to touch our mind, so that our minds are filled with God also. They are filled with the things God deposited inside of your spirit, that your body will also be filled with God. Your body will have life even from your spirit, from your inside. That is what God has ordained for you.
Na nyonyame ahyehye ne se wo sunsun mu pump eye na koma no onyame de ne nyuma bi agum ne nsem bi ne mransem bi agum a ense se tena koma no o se wo se efi akoma num na pie ne be fi mu apie ama ka wadwene aka wakoma aka won kate de aka ade bi biara woni pedue ade bi biara onyame ade aya ma na se wo me ka wakoma mu dia wadwene bewu wa ho ode anase woni pedue be we se se onyame asem eye ho ode e ma nkwa no been to me pumping begu sa bia ya ye kai eno ti ko sesa obema kwan na nyame da sa wakoma no be pie se nsu a epemba na be kika mo nyoma wadwene won kate dia no bi bia no obema sa dia wotiara.
God has put eternal life, Zoe, God kind of life, in your heart. But eternal life can affect your mind. Eternal life can affect your body. Eternal life can affect your will. Eternal life can affect your emotions. Eternal life can affect your circumstances. The life of God can enter into that place and can begin to quicken your mind. It can begin to quicken your body so that your body is elevated even to live the life of God.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.